Today is Monday, August 10th. We'll break down President Trump's 4 new executive orders to extend some economic relief to Americans. Also, it turns out there could be a few countries trying to target the next presidential election, so we'll explain. And why there are now violent protests in Beirut after last week's blast. Plus, what you need to know about recalled onions, college football players demand the return of fall sports, and the big stars diving into dangerous waters for Shark Week. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Congress is still deadlocked over more coronavirus relief, so President Trump decided to step in with his own relief measures in the meantime. He signed 4 executive orders over the weekend. We'll briefly go through them one by one. First, one of these orders would give some extra assistance for unemployed Americans. It's similar to the benefit provided in the last relief bill that expired last month, but instead of an extra $600 a week, this is an extra $400 a week. Another difference, President Trump's order would require states to start pitching in 25% of that money. The next 2 orders address evictions and student loan payments. These both also renew parts of the last bill known as the CARES Act, since one already expired and the other is set to end next month. But keep in mind, this does not apply to all renters and homeowners. It only makes it illegal to evict renters in government-assisted housing or homeowners with a federally backed mortgage. Trump's order means these protections will last until the end of the year. Also, people with federal student loans will not have to pay them until the end of the year. Finally, the last executive order is probably the most controversial. It tells employers to put off certain payroll taxes through the end of the year for all employees making $100,000 a year or less. That means these workers would get more money in their paychecks because not as much would come out for Social Security. But some Republicans and some Democrats in Congress have already come out against payroll tax cuts. Those critics argue the average American would not notice much of a difference, and it would eventually hurt them because the taxes would still be due in 2021. And there are also questions about the president's legal authority to take any of these actions, so expect them to be challenged in court. Either way, a broader trillion-plus dollar relief bill is in the works. Democratic leaders in Congress and White House officials said they're still negotiating. The U.S. has now reported more than 5 million COVID-19 cases. This milestone comes only 17 days after the nation surpassed 4 million cases. And overall, the number of infections has more than doubled just the past 2 months. The New York Times reports in the past week, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida have had the most cases per capita. But a few states are doing better than others. New York keeps improving, even though it was once the epicenter of the outbreak. The state reported the lowest one-day positive infection rate since the pandemic began. In other words, the number of people who tested positive for COVID-19 compared to how many people were tested overall was an all-time low of less than 1%. And infectious disease experts have said that is the key to getting the coronavirus under control. U.S. intelligence officials believe multiple countries could be trying to interfere in the upcoming presidential election. A top counterintelligence chief said there's evidence Russia is working to take down the top Democratic candidate, Joe Biden, while China and Iran prefer President Trump lose re-election and could be acting on it. All 3 countries are reportedly capable of spreading disinformation on social media and circulating anti-American content online. There weren't specifics in the report yet about China and Iran, but officials pointed to examples of Russia already leaking damaging information about former Vice President Biden. Angry protesters in Lebanon took to the streets of Beirut over the weekend, blaming government officials for the massive deadly explosion last week. Protesters are calling for government officials to quit, accusing them of corruption and negligence. Protesters stormed 3 government ministries, and police in riot gear used tear gas to get them under control. A handful of legislators already resigned, and now the prime minister is calling for early elections. Meanwhile, a group of nations pledged nearly $300 million to help people recovering from the blast. 15 government leaders, including President Trump, got together for a virtual conference to raise aid. The money will go to support healthcare, food security, education, and housing, and it will be routed through the United Nations rather than the Lebanese government, since there have been corruption concerns. Last week's explosion left at least 158 people dead, 6,000 injured, and 300,000 homeless. Officials estimate the explosion caused up to $15 billion in damage. American immigration agents found a cross-border tunnel that authorities are calling the most sophisticated tunnel in U.S. history. It stretches from San Luis, Arizona, to San Luis, Rio, Colorado, Mexico. Immigration and Customs Enforcement authorities don't know exactly why it's there, but they believe it may have been built for smugglers to take people or drugs into the United States. It has ventilation and water, as well as a rail system with walls, a floor, and electrical. But the whole thing is only 3 feet wide and 4 feet high. Now, immigration officials say they're going to keep investigating. They're also working to tighten up security. A powerful earthquake shook Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend. It ended up being a 5.1 magnitude quake, which is the strongest one to hit North Carolina in more than 100 years. Thankfully, no one was seriously hurt, but there was some damage reported. Photos on social media show cracks in the street and items thrown off store shelves. And people who live nearby are encouraged to stay alert, since there is about a 50% chance of a strong aftershock in the next few days. So now is the time to secure heavy furniture and artwork and review safety protocols with family. Still, it's unlikely there will be another quake as strong as the first one. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and for so many reasons. HelloFresh makes dinner so much easier and more fun. It does the shopping and planning for you and offers contactless delivery to your doorstep, so you can look forward to cooking instead of feeling stressed out about it. You get high quality and pre-measured ingredients along with step-by-step recipes, so it's easy, convenient, and the food is so good. If you're already a pro in the kitchen, HelloFresh will help you get out of a recipe rut. If you're like me and you need a little help to cook a delicious homemade meal, HelloFresh makes it easy. And either way, you get to put a fantastic dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes without any of the stress of planning and shopping. We've made meals like crispy Parmesan chicken with garlic herb couscous and lemony roasted carrots in just a half an hour. Go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use the code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply, so check out HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off. Now back to the news. Another college sports conference is backing away from the fall season. We're talking about the Mid-American Conference, also known as the MAC. It's now the first top-tier conference to cancel fall sports because of the pandemic. That means there will be no football, volleyball, or soccer this year for a dozen schools in the Midwest. The MAC says it's going to try to make things up in the spring, but still, this could have a ripple effect. ESPN reports it's possible other top-tier conferences could walk away from fall sports as well. In fact, that's actively up for discussion right now. And some football players are not too happy about this. They've started tweeting under the hashtag, #WeWantToPlay. Some players are saying they feel safer on the football field than in public. So expect some updates this week. Heads up, we have an important recall to warn you about, as it's now been expanded to states all over the U.S. Apparently, all kinds of onions from Thompson International are responsible for a salmonella outbreak. We're talking about red, white, yellow, and sweet yellow onions that were sold under a lot of different brand names. They were sold at major grocery chains like Walmart, Kroger, Giant Eagle, and Publix, and they're now responsible for getting 640 people sick in 43 states. The symptoms of salmonella poisoning are a lot like stomach virus, so if you think you have it, the best thing to do is call your doctor. The FDA is now investigating the supplier to learn about how this could have happened and to make sure it doesn't happen again. Amazon might soon breathe new life into malls across the country. The online retailer is reportedly thinking about taking over empty mall spaces and turning them into distribution centers instead. The Wall Street Journal reports Amazon is in talks with the largest mall owner in the U.S., Simon Property Group. The talks have apparently focused on converting spaces once used by department stores like Sears and JCPenney. This could be a risky move for the malls because they would be giving up crucial space to a business that doesn't actually bring shoppers to other stores. Either way, it's not a done deal, so stay tuned. It's Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, and that means, as usual, the network is dedicating its programming to all things sharks. This has been a summer tradition since 1988, and over the years, it's become a fan favorite. This year, actor Will Smith will go swimming in shark-infested water. Also, rapper Snoop Dogg will help host a show about great white sharks. And already, Mike Tyson kicked things off last night by cage diving and pushing away sharks who got too close to him. Shark Week runs through Sunday. Also in entertainment, the 80s movie Dirty Dancing is reportedly making a comeback. Lionsgate Studios confirmed it's making a sequel to the classic love story, and Jennifer Grey, who played Baby in the original, has signed on as an executive producer and actress. No word yet when it will be released. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thank you so much. The Newsworthy has officially been nominated in the News and Politics category of the People's Choice Podcast Awards. So thank you for all of you who voted and supported the show. And if you did vote, be on the lookout for an email. Some of you may have been chosen at random to vote for the winners now. So if you get an email inviting you to vote again, please do so right away. You can vote for the Newsworthy in the Politics and News category to help us actually win the award. Thank you so much again in advance. All right, so today's Money Monday story is all about the price of groceries. They're getting more expensive in the U.S. For example, the price of beef spiked 20% between February and June. Eggs went up 10%. Cereal and fresh vegetables are more expensive as well. But this is not because of some significant food shortage. CNN says it's because suppliers have had to adjust to the pandemic. For example, they had to add new COVID-19 protocols, and the demand is high. Americans are spending more at the grocery store since they're eating at home more than they used to. Also, cleaning products are in the same boat as people buy those more. Clorox says it will not be able to keep up with the demand until next year. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.